This is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook 'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour. I want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the producer extraordinaire. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. I want to thank you to the first episode of Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour of 2023. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen and amen. You know, 2022 was a year of new for me and my family. You know, we opened up a bait shop, which isn't easy, and I only see positive things for Hook 'em Bait and Tackle bait shop. I was blessed and encouraged in July by the team at KFKA to start Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. Micah, that you were part of that, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I was so excited.
Finally, you said finally we get a fishing show in Northern Colorado. Man, I can't believe that.
Yes, I was definitely excited about all this fishing.
Exactly. I mean, you even thought of the name. You came up with the name, which I was like, man, that you just rolled off your tongue. Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. And I was like, that's it.
Yes, I did not object to Power Hour.
No, I mean, that was it. You had a couple other names we had to turn
down.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part, Power Hour.
Yeah, we had a couple other names that we had to turn down. I only pray that the program just grows. That's what I'm hoping for. We have some amazing sponsors that are coming on. I'm looking to get more sponsors, but I think this show and the program is just going to grow. And
or
that, yes.
Maybe you should say you hope the show catches bigger fish.
I hope it catches bigger fish. If it catches
my analogy
bigger fish,
is better.
I like it. I like that. Maybe we can sneak that in there. I like the fact that we can get the bigger fish. That way we can spread the word and then we can go more places in Northern Colorado. We celebrated the birth of our third grandbaby, Cooper Lane. Our circle just keeps getting better and bigger. So, Cooper, welcome to the family, brother. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you. I was blessed to end the year right off with being part of the Fight and Eatin' Red third state championship team. I could say that 2022 was a great year, but I see 2023 being even better, Micah. How about you?
Well, I see the Broncos winning the Super Bowl.
You think?
Not the Super Bowl in 2023, but the Super Bowl in 2024. So the 23-24 season is going to be glorious for the Broncos.
I think it'll be you'll have a new coach, so that's a positive.
New coach,
no
less injuries.
Less injuries, yeah,
and
not a new quarterback.
A full offensive line that plays at least four games together.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking for.
Faith,
wide
man.
Receivers, that like a wide receiving core that plays one game together.
The thing I love about you, Mike, is you still have hope, brother, and that's good. I mean, if there's only one game left of the season, and then you're on hiatus for the next 9 months, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Are you gonna be
that's
okay?
Kinda true. I'm very much a Broncos fan. I also like the Avalanche, but I really, really like football the most.
Yes.
So it's kind of sad
it
when
is
football
sad.
Season
it is.
Ends.
It is, and playoffs, and then the Super Bowl, and then what do we have? I mean, it is. It is pretty sad. We do have some new football coming on, though, right? USFL.
That's
true. I
mean,
we have those coming on.
It's mediocre football.
Yeah, it is. It is.
What are you going to do when you're not rooting for the Broncos?
Go Broncos.
Oh, that's terrible. You know, we have a jam-packed show for you this morning. The first segment, we'll have our first HBT's Power Hour Fishing Report of 2023. We'll take a cruise around Northern Colorado and check out ice fishing around Northern Colorado. In the second segment, we have Michael Romero, who stars on his own YouTube channel called Fishing Colorado. He's coming on to talk about his channel and fishing in Northern Colorado. This guy, man, I'll tell you what, check out his page. It's pretty amazing, very informative. If you want to know what's going on and what the happening is in Northern Colorado, in Colorado in general, Michael is the man. In our third segment, we have Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls, built right here in Northern Colorado. Yes, folks, we have our own, Micah. We have our own duck dynasty right here in Northern Colorado. Can you believe that? I'm excited. I'm excited.
I can't believe it.
I can't either. I'm excited. He has some his custom game calls. Check them out, man. You got to go to his website. Joining him is the president of the board of Reunite the Fight. We're going to talk to him about that. But first, like we always do about this time, it's the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Let's cruise up to Boyd Lake State Park because it's so close. If you need or have any questions and you want to call them before you go out, give them a call at 970-669-1739. Obviously, the boating is closed. You know, we went up there. I was up there at 8:45 until about 2 p.m. The ice is about 8 inches thick. It is cloudy. I didn't see any fish until around 11 o'clock. Didn't see any fish on the camera. Saw a lot of bluegills, one bass, but nothing really happening as far as Boyd Lake, but the ice is getting thicker, and I can guarantee you that it's only going to pick up at Boyd Lake. So if you're going out there, you have any questions, and you want to be safe, like I said, give them a call at 970-669-1739. We're going to head up to Lake Lawn Hagler. Ice is about 8 inches thick. It's, you know, there's fishermen that have fished there all day on the southeast side, mostly by the dam. There's about, it's about 3 to 4 inches. Right now, I'd say it's probably about 6 inches. There are some walleyes there that were being caught towards the end of the day. So the evening time, the walleyes are picking up. But during the day, it's kind of slow. I'd say from about 8:15 till about 4 o'clock in the, till about that time frame, it's kind of slow there at Lawn Hagler. But I intend that that is going to pick up as well. I'm getting a lot of phone calls for minnows. People are looking for minnows. They are looking for mealworms. So I expect that to pick up. St. Vrain State Parks. That is a great place right there to fish. If you want to fish there, I suggest getting there early in the morning. The earlier, the better. You would definitely fish and catch a lot of stalker trout using a small jig tip with the wax worm. You don't need to go very big. You don't need to have a live worm or a live minnow on there. A wax worm would do you good with a small jig. It is probably 6 inches everywhere on that lake. It has been tested, and it's solid 6 inches right now. So it is a little windswept. So be very, very careful. Bring your ice cleats. You want to bring your ice cleats. And remember, always the rule of thumb for ice, if it's 2 inches or less, stay off. 4 inches of good ice is good enough for you, Micah, to fish on it. Okay. So 4 inches is perfect. Okay. 6 inches is good enough for a snowmobile or an ATV. Okay, Micah. 8 to 12 inches of good ice for a car or a small pickup, and then 12 to 15 inches is good ice for a medium pickup truck.
How about an 18-wheeler?
I mean, in Alaska, have you seen ice road truckers? That is pretty amazing. I definitely need that on my bucket list to go up there.
To be an ice road trucker?
Yes, I would love to do that. That would be amazing, man. And they're probably sitting on 20 inches of ice, maybe. But it cracks, pressure ridges that build up, and then if you have a blanket of snow, that acts like insulation, so underneath the ice doesn't get as thick. So there's things that you need to watch. Follow these safety tips to prevent a fatal mistake. Be aware of ice and weather conditions by checking online and calling ahead. Just like I told you, if you're going out to Boyd, give them a call. Educate yourself on proper tools and techniques for checking ice conditions. Looks can be deceiving, so always test the ice rather than rely on its appearance. Always want to test that ice. And you can,
yes, use your least favorite family member
to get out there. Hey, Chuck, why don't you go out there and check that ice for me?
Yeah.
No, don't do that. What you want to do is just kind of check the depth of the lake, because the deeper the lake, the longer it takes to freeze. So if the lake isn't as deep, then it's probably going to be whatever it is that outside about 3 or 4 feet outside on the bank. If you're walking 3 or 4 feet off the bank and it's 4 or 5 inches, it's probably going to be 4 or 5 inches until you get to the middle of the lake. So you're probably safe there. But just check. Be cautious. The buddy system is the best on the ice, so try not to go alone. Let someone know your plan and where you're going. If someone is in need of rescue, call 911 for help. Attempting to rescue could cause you to also fall through the ice. So always be careful. Call 911 if somebody needs help.
And going back to the buddy system
yes.
thing, make sure that's a trustworthy buddy. So if that buddy is in your will and you have a lot of money, just, you know, make sure you call someone else.
Maybe throw your, when you're, like, if you fall through the ice before you kind of just fall, like, dial 911 and then throw your phone before you fall through the ice.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, I just want to let you know, I informed Ted that the two of us are out on the ice.
Yes. Yes, I got you. Okay.
I know we're two business partners, and you're set to receive everything if I die.
Yes,
but
like
Ted knows.
Got life insurance policy on me. You don't want to take Mike out for sure. Definitely. Always wear a life jacket or a float coat. Wear a life jacket or a personal flotation device, PFD, over winter clothing. Life jackets provide excellent flotation and protect from the cold. Assemble personal safety items such as ice picks and whistle, which should be attached to you while you're on the ice. So I always have a whistle. As a matter of fact, I have a whistle on me right now, Micah. You can attest for that. And I always take a whistle, and I always have my spikes on around my neck if I'm on the ice.
Is that how you got hired?
That's
as
it.
A coach?
Yeah, I just
the coach
wore
said,
my whistle.
I need a coach. That dude's out fishing, has a whistle. He'll do.
Bring him in, man. He knows what he's doing.
I need a babysitter.
Other essential equipment includes a rope or a throw bag and a cell phone. Keep your cell phone in a secure pocket or waterproof pouch to make sure that is more accessible if calling for help. Wait to enjoy alcoholic beverages, Micah. Alcohol in your system increases the likelihood of hypothermia and poor choices. Stay hydrated with water and warm liquids. If you do that, if you do take your pet, make sure your pet is on a leash at all times. Never allow your pet to run out
and
onto
wait
the ice.
Wait to give your pet alcohol.
Yes, and don't give him alcohol at all. You definitely want to – don't give him alcohol. You don't take alcohol. Never allow your pet to run on the ice, and do not walk your pet near the ice or frozen lake or pond without a leash, Mike.
Unless
okay?
It's your least favorite family member's pet.
Right.
Then it's okay.
I think your pet, it'd be hard, though. If you saw your dog fall through the ice, your first instinct is to go over and try to attempt to rescue, right? You don't want to do that. You want to call for help. Get somebody out there that knows what they're doing, the fire department. I know it's hard. And it's tempting. That's your dog, and you want to save his life. But don't go out there. Call for help. Remember, reach, throw, go. If someone falls through the ice and you can't reach the person from shore, throw a flotation device or a rope.
If you don't have one of those, just go.
If you still can't quickly help the person, go and call for help. Exactly, Micah. Thank you. If you fall through the ice.
I meant go.
No.
Abandon them.
No, don't abandon
them. Rummage through all their stuff.
If you fall through the ice, remember these tips. Try
to stay calm. They have plenty of valuables.
Try to stay calm if you fall through the ice. This will help you conserve as much energy as possible. Act slowly and deliberately to conserve heat. Expect a progressive decrease in your strength and ability to move. Make the harder maneuvers at the beginning while you can.
And only panic at the beginning.
Do not try to swim. Swimming will increase your body to lose heat much faster and will use up energy than if you stay as still as possible. Try to get your arms on the ice and kick your feet to help you lift onto the ice. Use your ice picks, which you should have always on you if you're on the ice, and grab onto the ice and then roll to safety. If you can't get out by yourself, try to keep your upper body above the water to conserve body heat. Use your whistle or yell to alert others that you need help. Micah, I want you to understand that when we go ice fishing, you always got to have your spikes on. You always have to have a whistle, okay? Because if I fall through the ice, you have to have a rope, flotation device.
Oh, if you fall through the ice and I'm with you, I'm leaving.
No, Micah,
I can't get you out of the ice.
Why? Why?
I'm not strong enough.
Well,
I'm sorry. But
I wouldn't expect you to get me
out of the ice. I'm rummaging
through
your stuff. I know I'm not in your will, but I'm rummaging through your stuff. I'm finding all the valuables.
No.
Then I'm going to call your wife and I'm going to be like, hey, I'm sorry, Daniel died. There was nothing I could do. I'm not strong enough, and my phone
went
in the ice with
me. Would you at least try to call 911 for me before you left? Hey, he's here. Here's his location. I called and then just put my phone down on the ice so that they can at least get the location of where I am, and then you can bone out.
Well, it depends on what you have in your backpack. So if what you have in your backpack is, like, valuable.
Just remind me never to go fishing with Micah, ever.
I don't think I've ever been fishing. I may have been fishing once when I was 13.
Wait a minute.
And I didn't enjoy it.
Back that truck up. You've never been fishing in your life, Micah.
I did when I was 13 and I didn't enjoy it.
But where'd you go? Were you just fishing from shore?
I was on the shore and I would rather... I don't really like fish. I'm going to be honest with you, Daniel.
But it's just the fun of catching a fish. That's the beauty of it. I don't ever catch and eat unless it's a trout that swallows the hook, and I have to keep it. But I'm a sport fisherman. I kiss it and I give it back and grow bigger. And yeah, definitely.
So I'm definitely pushing you in the ice.
Don't push me in the ice, man. Definitely, folks. Remember, I want you to be safe on the ice, so definitely take those tips, write them down. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. This has been the Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. Live from the Yellow Communications Studio, we are Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In my neighborhood, ain't no trains around that far, just ain't no good.
Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick. He has the right lure to bring you in. You know, we couldn't do this show without our amazing sponsors. And one of our favorite sponsors is Grandview Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants, and children through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. Located in Eaton, Colorado, call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. I want to welcome to the show Mr. Michael Romero, who stars on his own YouTube page, Fishing Colorado.
How's it going, everybody? Good to see you.
How's it going, Michael?
It's going pretty well. Just actually getting back from a fishing trip myself. So
perfect. Where were you at?
I was actually just here on some Front Range ice. I was at a little bit of a secret location. But,
oh, you can't tell us that kind of location. I get us. Tell us a little bit about your YouTube page.
Well, basically, I'm just a local YouTuber here based in Denver, Colorado. And I just kind of would like to kind of educate other people around the city, kind of give everyone some tips and tricks and just kind of different ways that they can maybe catch some fish locally here in the city.
Man, I'll tell you what, I get a lot more, I get better fishing reports from Facebook and your YouTube post than I do from the CPW website. I mean, and those guys are, they're at the lake every day. But I mean, I hang my hat on how many times you go out there on the lake and you give us a fishing report. I mean, you even had on your Facebook page, on one of your posts, that you had the thickness of the ice on each lake around the region. And that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say that especially today, social media is one of the biggest things for kind of staying with the current conditions. And also, I feel like when you're practicing ice safety, I mean, that's one of the most important things before you even head out to a lake. I would never just assume that the ice is safe, because anywhere you go, there's always a chance you could fall in. So you gotta check.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's what you do. And that's very informative. And especially this time of year, when you have, you know, you're wanting to take your family or your kids out there on the ice, you want to be safe. But, you know, as a dad, for me, I want to look at the reports as well. And I want to get a lot of up to date information. And it looks like that you almost post every Tuesday a new video. Is that right?
Yeah, I would like to stay on that every Tuesday upload, but I always like to hold myself to a standard where I want to put out a quality video, and I also would like to change my species up each week as well. So sometimes here in Colorado, it is tough to constantly find those fish, especially being that I am a full-time student and also work part-time as well. So
gotcha.
whenever I get that free time, you know, got to get on the water.
I hear you, man. We're talking to Michael Romero on HBT, also known as Fishing Colorado. How was 11 Mile when you were up there?
11 Mile was great fishing, and for anybody who's trying to get down there, I would say now is the time to go. Probably in about that 15 to 20 foot range, those trout at 11 Mile have really been feeding well, and also some of the pike.
Really? Nice. Hey, 11 Mile is one of my favorite lakes to ice fish on. I was out there, and we got caught in a blizzard out there, and luckily we were off the ice. We saw it coming rolling over to the lake, and we got it just in time. But it was it's one of my favorite lakes to fish. How thick was the ice out there?
Oh, that ice was definitely, it was thick. It's approaching 10-plus inches.
Perfect.
But the thing that I always say is make sure you bring that spud bar, because me and my cousin definitely observed a few pressure ridges as well. So, you know, things can be safe where you are, but, you know, 20, 30 yards away could be some unsafe ice.
And that's a pretty thick or pretty deep lake as well, too. I know we were fishing, I think, 20 foot of water, I think, when we were out there at one time. But it's pretty deep, and but it's nice ice. I mean, when that ice is thick, it's nice out there.
Oh, yeah. I think that deep water, something that gets kind of overlooked at 11 Mile is the Kokanee salmon. But you fish that deeper water at 11 Mile, and you'll catch some beautiful salmon.
Man, and that's what we were after. We had, you know, the jigging machines. You can get those at Sportsman's now. They make those jigging machines. Well, we had one where we made out of a windshield wiper, and had a trout line on it, and we were just jigging up and down. We were actually fishing for Kokanee there. Yeah, getting those Kokanee. It was fun. 11 Miles is a great place. How about the Front Range? Talk to us about the ice fishing on the Front Range.
Now, the Front Range is literally, this is my backyard right here. So, you know, being that I'm here in Denver, I'm always trying to get out and ice fish. But unfortunately, there's really not a lot of places to go on the Front Range, kind of depending on where you are. But here locally, I love going to Chatfield and Cherry Creek, and walleye fishing has been pretty decent there these past few weeks.
My favorite spot was over by the dam at Cherry Creek.
Oh, that's a great spot to go.
Great spot right there by the dam is an awesome spot. You know, one of the other places is Boyd. Boyd's turning up right now. I think we got about 5 inches of ice out on Boyd now.
That is true. I've been hearing Boyd is fishing pretty well up there. Also, Lake Lovelands.
Yeah, Lake Loveland. Yeah, I pulled out a walleye out of Lake Loveland one year. That was a pretty amazing feat in and of itself. Hey, talk to me about the carp you pulled out of the ice. Where was that at? Is that a secret location?
No, I'll tell you guys where that was at. That was actually at these Big Thompson Ponds. And I think it's right there around Firestone, Colorado.
Yeah.
But basically just kind of using 1/16 ounce jig heads tipped with a wax worm. And kind of making sure you poke that waxy a little bit to make sure those proteins are really leaking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's how we were catching our carp. We caught a handful of carp on the wax worms, but really bluegill is what you're going to be combing through.
Gotcha. Got a lot of bluegill, especially with those mealworms. Tell us about the E-Yo-Yo underwater camera. How is that?
I would highly recommend anybody out there definitely get a fishing camera, because Daddy Yo-Yo Company just recently reached out to me, sent me one of their products, and I would have to say I am incredibly impressed. Depends on the lake you go to, of course, and the water clarity, but if you go to a pretty clear body of water, you can see your bait, and you'll see the fish eat your lure. So,
man, that's awesome. That is awesome, especially when you're ice fishing, especially when you have kids. If kids can see that, man, they're hooked.
Yeah.
Once kids see that, they're hooked. I've never fished with the tip-up. What advice would you give me?
I would definitely say for a tip-up, it's typically considered more of a predator rig. So when you're looking to get on some pike or a bass, maybe even a walleye, but I would say a great way to do that is to combine your fish sonar with your tip-up. And as you're dropping down a minnow, I would put a minnow or possibly even just a dead sucker fish on the tip-up. And that is a great presentation for lots of predatory fish here in the state.
Man, that's awesome. Are you going to the International Sportsman's Expo?
I actually am. I love the International Sportsman's Expo.
Perfect, man. Perfect. I might be going up there on Friday. We'll have to check it out. I'd love to take the show up there and get some people live on the air and get up there. We'll see how it goes. But I'd love to see you up there. I'd love to meet you in person. I'd love to go fishing with you. That's the thing we need to do, Michael.
Oh, yeah, Daniel. I'd love to get together with you. I'd love to try and put you on some fish.
Heck yeah, buddy.
Every weekend, you know.
Yes, sir. I will definitely keep in touch. Michael, thank you very, very much for coming on, man. I appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you guys once again for inviting me on the show.
We'll have you back for sure, brother. We'll have you back. I'm going to keep in touch, buddy, because I like your Fishing Colorado. His name is Michael Romero, also known as Fishing Colorado. Make sure to join him for all of his fishing and outdoor adventures on his YouTube page, Fishing Colorado, where he provides tips and explores not only Colorado, but all surrounding states and eventually the world. Michael, I appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance, and there is no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery prevention and to boost the athlete's performance. We love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area, located in beautiful, beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Eaton, Colorado. Grandview Family Chiropractic. Give them a call at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up next, Austin Danley and Ken Humphrey with the president of the Unite the Fight. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communication Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host with the most, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Mike Kilpatrick, grinding the ones and twos. Man, he's doing a great job. You know, when you're looking for a new home, why not seek the counsel of a good friend who happens to know the housing market better than the back of her hand? Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections can answer all your questions related to securing a mortgage and providing valuable information to your family. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. That's 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. Right now, I want to welcome to the show Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls, made right here in Northern Colorado, and Ken Humphrey, the president of Reunite the Fight. Gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Coach. How you doing? Thanks for having me back on.
Yes, sir. Good to have you. Are you with us, Ken?
Yes, I am, and thank you also for having us on.
Man, I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you very much. Tell us a little bit about Reunite the Fight.
So Reunite the Fight was an organization that was started in 2017. It was started by a Marine named Scott Gatto, who was a squad leader in one of the fiercest battles of the war on terrorism. He was in the Battle of Fallujah. And when he got back from overseas, he had lost a lot of his friends in battle, and when he returned home, he noticed that he was losing even more friends to PTSD and suicide. So he wanted to do something to save as many of his friends and his battle buddies as he could, so he started this organization called Reunite the Fight, which was to bring warriors back together again and to recognize that we were never better than when we were together with each other, mm-hmm. and that we're still here supporting each other. We supported each other on the battlefield, and we're going to continue to support each other back here when we're back home in the United States.
Man, that's awesome. And thank you very much for your service. You know, we don't think about that and when you guys come home and the trauma that you guys went through. And then that, not only that, you carry that with you. And so, Austin, now, how is your tie with this organization?
So about 6 years ago, Ken just mentioned Scott, the CEO. Mm-hmm. He actually reached out to me on Instagram and was like, hey, he's an avid waterfowler, obviously. He's like, hey, I love your guys' stuff. Would you guys love to be involved and donate to some of our donation drives for Reunite the Fight? And we donated a couple call baskets, and eventually Scott called me up, and he's like, hey, we have this waterfowl event. I would love for you to come up. I got some vets that were hosting it out in Michigan. Would you be able to make the trip? And luckily for me, I was able to make the trip. That's where I actually got to meet Scott.
Nice.
Up in Michigan, and actually be involved in one of their waterfowl events that they had there in Michigan.
Man, that's awesome. And are you guys going to bring something here to Colorado?
So we have currently right now, we have the Whistling Wings for Warriors. It's actually happening right now. It's actually starting today. It's going through this weekend. and we are hosting six vets right here in Sterling, Colorado, and we are just giving them a great waterfowl experience, let them kind of let loose and let the stresses of the days and, you know, hopefully relieve that PTSD that they have.
Yeah, man, give them a little relief. That's perfect.
Exactly.
Man. And,
exactly.
I think, Austin, hanging out with you, buddy, I think that would be fun in and of itself, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
We can go to McDonald's and we'll have fun with Austin, man.
Oh, yeah. We're a good time out here, I'll tell you that. We'll be sure to get you out here, so.
Ken, where are you located at?
So, yeah, I'm here in Sterling, Colorado for the hunt.
Okay, you're in town then. Perfect, man. That's awesome.
I am, and I got to tell you, I can't say enough about the people of Northern Colorado.
Man, that's
great. Everywhere we have gone, we have been greeted with kindness, generosity, and sincere appreciation. And it makes the vets feel really well. It makes them feel appreciated. It makes them feel really better.
Of course,
really well,
man. So. Of course. I mean, like I said, they you know, they sacrifice. You know, I coach football, and I always talk to my players about, you know, sacrificing their body for a sport. I mean, you guys are giving your life for us to do what we do here, and we appreciate it, man. And so this is probably, I think this is probably, Austin, wouldn't you agree, this is probably the least we can do to pay you guys back for what you've been through?
Absolutely, 100%. And this is why we wanted to host this event. Now, myself personally, I am not a veteran, but I'm so appreciative of those men and women that sign their name on the dotted line to go overseas and fight for our country. This is just me and Don's way, also the other co-owner of the business, of giving back to the veterans that have served our nation, and we are just super grateful for what they've done.
Yeah, and that's perfect. What a perfect, you know, who else would you unite you with? You know what I mean? I mean, this is perfect for you guys. Ken, where are you normally located?
So I live in Michigan.
Okay, so this is in Michigan. The Unite the Fight is in Michigan?
Yeah, that's where we're headquartered out of. But we do events here in Colorado. We've done a couple events here a year, and we do them in Texas, and we've done some events in Florida and Virginia as well.
And tell our faithful how they can get in contact, how they can donate, how what they can do to help reunite the fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is reunitethefight.org. So you can go to that website, and you can click on, you know, if you want to support, you can make a financial donation, you know, through the website, or you can even contact us and recommend or nominate a veteran for one of these trips, and just, you know, any kind of support that people give us, you know, again, it's all greatly appreciated. Nothing is ever expected, but everything is always appreciated.
Amen. Amen to that, man. I really appreciate you guys taking your time. Right now, we're talking with Austin Danley and Ken. How do you say your last name, Ken? I don't want to butcher your last name. I do apologize. Humphrey?
Yes, that is it.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. President of Reunite the Fight. You gentlemen, I appreciate you guys coming on. So what's next? Now you guys are going. Are you guys going hunting this morning on Saturday?
Yes, we are.
So we do plan on going out Saturday morning.
Okay.
We did some scouting Friday morning and Friday evening. We got a pretty good feed lined up, and then we also we're going to hunt pretty much all day Saturday. We'll have a break for lunch there. We'll go back to where this is being hosted out in Sterling. My buddy Jeff Annis, he graciously opened up his home for these vets to come back and relax and chill and eat and relax. So big shout out to Jeff for doing that.
Thank you, Jeff.
He will be also hunting on Sunday as well, Sunday morning out here.
Perfect, perfect, man. And then after this, where's the next event? Where are you guys headed after this?
Ken, if I'm not mistaken, it's Oklahoma.
Is that right,
Ken? Yep, there's an event in Oklahoma, and then we're going to be having a fundraiser back closer to Denver. The LPR Construction hosts a sporting clay shoot to raise that.
And that's a Colorado Clays.
Oh, that's Colorado Clays. Excuse me. Yes. So they host that event for us, you know, and help raise funds so that we can support more veterans here in Colorado and, you know, throughout the United States.
Man, that's awesome. Gentlemen, I really appreciate you coming on. Hey, folks, you have to check out the website, reunitethefight.org. Go on there. You gentlemen, have fun this weekend. Be safe. And like I said, thank you very, very much for your service. And the other thing I want you guys to check out, my faithful, I want them to check out your TikTok page. Tell us a little bit about that, Austin. We talked about like it last time, brother. I love it. You got and tell us about your website too, because your website's pretty amazing. Go ahead, tell us about your custom calls.
Through Wix, it's all right in my eyes, but it could be better, obviously. But I mean, it's a fine job for now. As far as the TikTok, I mean, the farther you scroll, it's going to get funnier, I guess. In my opinion, we always try to have something that's an outdoor hunting theme with pretty much anything. I mean, it's just a great platform to express that, and it's really a good time.
It is, man. It is. You have some pretty good custom Colorado custom game calls. I'll tell you what, I went to your website. The video on there, just when I opened up your page, is pretty amazing because you guys are hunting. I mean, that is as close as you're going to get right there if you're looking just scrolling through the internet. But tell us a little bit about that.
If they want to hit up the YouTube channel, that's another great outlet.
About that.
It's just Colorado custom game calls. You just put that in the search engine on YouTube. We have some of our promotional videos from the White Whistling Wings for Warriors on there. I have tutorials on there on how to do certain calls that we offer, like our snow goose call is a great example. Some people struggle with that. We have a tutorial on that. But we have promo videos. We upload longer videos, obviously, to YouTube than we do to TikTok, but that is a great outlet as well as on the YouTube channel.
Man, that's awesome. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much for coming on. I hope you guys have fun this weekend, man, and God bless you very, very much. And we're going to get you back on. Ken, we're going to get you back on. Austin, for sure, you're going to come back on. We'll get you guys back on.
Absolutely. Coach, I appreciate you guys having us back on for a second time. I really do appreciate you guys, and thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ken. Have a good time. Thanks, Austin. Hey. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, too.
All right, man. I want to take this time to thank one of our newest sponsors, Julie Leafgreen with Real Estate Connections. Julie knows Northern Colorado better than anyone and can expertly consult you on property values and homeowner secrets, and will take the pulse of your prospective community for you by highlighting neighborhood activities and notable facts. Julie, thank you for your support. Call Julie Leafgreen with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Remember, Julie will help you bring your dreams home. Coming up next is HBT's The Rest of the Story. This is Hook 'em, Bait 'em Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em, Bait 'em Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental. I want to thank our guest, Michael Romero. You have to check out his YouTube page, Fishing Colorado. Lastly, I want to thank Ken Umphrey, and the president of Reunite the Fight, and Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls. Thank you for coming on and sharing your amazing story. Folks, if you are looking for quality, good quality calls that won't break the bank, look no further than www.ColoradoCustomGameCalls.com. Austin and crew, you are doing it right. Keep doing all you do with Whistling Wings for Warriors, my brother. That's awesome. I want to thank our amazing sponsors. Carroll Excavating. Matt and his team have over 17 years in the industry. Give Carroll Excavation and Repair a call today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Thank you, Matt and team Carroll, for all your support. Doctors April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. At your local independent AMCO Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with the expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what you need? Start by calling AMCO of Fort Collins to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check at 970-226-4477. That's 970-226-4477. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Last but definitely not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Again, I pray abundance of blessing over all my guests and all our sponsors. And now, HBT's the rest of the story. His name was Lori, a hungry Finnish fisherman who in 1930 made a simple observation that not only changed his life, but changed how he caught fish. Because back then, you caught fish for survival, not sport. What Lori observed was that the big fish eat little fish. Simple, right? Especially the smallest, weakest fish in the school. So as he would fish Finland's Lake Pajin, he would watch quietly as the bigger fish would strike the one that would wobble slightly off center. He continued to watch this happen over and over and over again. Lori realized that if he crafted a lure that mimicked this wobble, he would catch more fish. He would make more money and spend less time baiting lines. So using a shoemaker's knife and some sandpaper, the lure started taking shape. He added some foil from a chocolate candy bar wrapper to form the outer shell. He even used melted photo negative paper as a protective coating. But more importantly, it imitated a wounded, wobbly, off-centered minnow. His first successful lure was carved out of cork in 1936. As the legend has it, he would catch 600 pounds a day with his new lure. And as the word of his catches grew, so did the lure's popularity. This hungry Finnish fisherman who saw the wiggle that fish can't resist, well, his name was Lori Rapala. And only now you know the rest of the story. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon, and this is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.